From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. White House officials say President Obama will ask for a 3-year freeze on part of the federal budget when he gives his State of the Union address tomorrow night. It would affect about $500 billion in discretionary domestic spending. NPR's Scott Horsley reports some major budget components would not be cut.
The spending freeze the president's calling for would affect a relatively small portion of the federal budget. Entitlement programs such as Social Security are off limits, and the president does not plan to freeze spending on the military or programs related to national security. Still, by holding the line on the rest of the budget in 2011, 12, and 13, the Obama administration says it could save $250 billion over the next decade. A senior administration official likens the savings to weaning oneself off M&Ms. Although a single candy has only a few calories, the cumulative total adds up. The potential savings could melt once the budget gets into lawmakers' hands, but the White House boasts 60% of spending cuts proposed in Mr. Obama's initial budget were approved this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
States have mounting budget problems, too, and by law, they must balance their budgets each year. NPR's Martin Costi says higher taxes are on the ballot in Oregon today in a test of whether the public is willing to pay more to protect basic services.
Like many states these days, Oregon is in a deep financial hole. The legislature cut billions from the budget last year, but it wasn't enough, so it also passed higher taxes. Elena Guinney is a spokeswoman for the campaign in favor of those increases. She says the state simply can't take any more cuts to education and public safety.
They've been pushed to the edge, so these taxes try to fill the rest of the hole that we're seeing because of the recession.
The tax increases are aimed at wealthier individuals and at corporations. Businesses have funded a political action committee called Oregonians Against Job-Killing Taxes, which has run ads arguing basically that. The ballots are sent in by mail, and the votes should be tallied up this evening. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says a vote to confirm Ben Bernanke for a second term leading the Federal Reserve is likely before the week is out. Bernanke has faced opposition recently from critics who say he has either sided too much with Wall Street firms in the financial crisis or has done too much. But the Senate's number two ranking Democrat, Richard Durbin, is optimistic.
I do believe we're moving forward, and with Republican support, this nomination will be approved.
Durbin says the impact of the financial crisis would have been much greater without the actions Bernanke took to stabilize financial firms. News reports from South Korea say North Korea has designated a no-sail zone off its west coast. That could indicate North Korea is getting ready to test more missiles. This is NPR News. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will speak to a House committee today about the rescue of the failing insurance giant AIG and any role he may have played in allowing AIG to make payments to banks it was doing business with while the public was bailing it out. The special inspector for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the government's bailout program, is starting two investigations into the AIG bailout. Another car bomb has hit the Iraqi capital, targeting a government criminal investigations unit. Today's blast killed 18 people and wounded at least 70. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more from Baghdad.
Government officials said that a minivan packed with explosives completely demolished a Ministry of the Interior building that focuses on forensic investigations. The blast could be heard for miles and left a massive crater in the street. Nerves in Baghdad were already frayed after a triple bombing less than 24 hours earlier. In those attacks, teams of insurgents assaulted the gates at three of the city's most famous hotels, brushing back guards and allowing a suicide car bomb to approach. The hotels are all known to house foreign journalists and businessmen or private security companies. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, General Ray Odierno, said that these bombings, along with mass casualty attacks in August, October, and December, are the work of a small but sophisticated group of insurgents bent on discrediting the Iraqi government in advance of the elections scheduled for March 7th. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Search crews from the United Nations and several countries are helping look for bodies after the Ethiopian Airlines crash in the Mediterranean Sea yesterday. Officials now fear that all 90 people aboard the jetliner are dead. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.